Part 1. Mila. Chapter 1. April 18, 2161 through April 22, 2161.
Which one do you think is Sloane?
I scanned the impressively large dock. Huge watercraft, at least 5 that I could see, sat bobbing in the tourmaline water. Their hulls stood at least 6 meters high above the surface. I'd never seen anything like it. Zane scoffed.
It seems simple enough. There are only 10 to 15 women walking around out there. No problem.
I rolled my eyes and nudged him with my elbow.
Did Kenna even say if Sloane was a she?
Zane shrugged. If he couldn't remember, I certainly couldn't. It had barely been 24 hours since we'd left Pash and Talia outside the P7 boundaries, but it felt more like a week. Zane and I had barely spoken on the hike here. We walked. When we weren't walking, we tried to sleep and failed miserably. It felt like something inside of me had broken last night as I'd stared into the dark. My mind raced, unable to calm down. Today it felt like I was floating outside of my body, like I was a third-party observer completely severed from the world around me. I hated it. Even now that we were here, and we'd miraculously made it to the docks without any major hiccups, I felt numb. I reached up and adjusted the mask around my mouth and nose. Not having to wear this had been the only benefit of being inside P7. Right now, I'd be tempted to put on the cuffs if it meant I could take this annoying thing off for 2 seconds. Zane and I crouched behind an outcropping of rocks at the edge of the water. The ocean here was a completely different color than back home. Lighter, like I could peer all the way to the bottom if I were standing directly above it. I reached down and picked up a handful of the fine white sand underneath my feet. I let it sift through my fingers and puzzled over our current predicament as the sea air filled my nostrils. For a second, I closed my eyes and allowed the soft breeze and briny scent to transport me back home.
"Could that be her?"
Zane asked, and my eyes popped open. My peaceful moment didn't last nearly long enough. I didn't know if it was the fact that Alec had been leaving, the knowledge that Channel and Abe were in danger, or the trauma of having to escape Bryn and the other community leaders and walk through the pitch-black night. But regardless, no part of me had thought to ask for any details when Kenna had given us that name. Height, hair color, even what dock number Sloane worked at. Any one of those details could have given us at least something to work with.
Maybe not.
Zane shifted uncomfortably on the balls of his feet. My thighs were burning from having to crouch for so long, and he had to work a lot harder than I did to make himself small.
I have no idea what we should do.
If we stood up and someone spotted us, we'd be toast.
We would be idiots to assume that no announcement had gone out about our departure. I shook my head. I think we might just have to find a better place to hide and keep watching. Hope we see something that could give us information.
Or, what if we just got on a boat?
Zane asked flippantly. What do you mean?
I mean, those boats are all going somewhere, right? What if we just get on?
He shrugged.
We could choose a smaller one, with a small crew.
And what?
I hissed.
Throw them overboard?
Zane shrugged.